As we've heard, gay marriage was an issue in this year's vote. Commentator Daniel Pinkwater recalls another election many years ago when being gay was not an issue.
There was a kid in my high school who ran for student council and planned to have a career in politics, which was hardly unusual. This was Chicago. At least a third of the population planned to have a career in politics. What was unusual was that this kid was openly gay. I am telling about the mid-1950s when nobody was openly gay. I remember the first time I met this guy. He came to my house to encourage me to vote for him. He had blonde hair, blue eyes, perfect teeth, ivory skin. "I am a homosexual," he said. "It would be a shame if you were anything else," I told him. "Look, I am running for student council president," he said. "Can I count on your vote?" "Sure," I said. "Why not?" Nobody had ever asked me to vote for them personally before. I don't recall anybody saying anything negative about this kid based on his professed homosexuality. At the assembly where the candidates made speeches, he made a lousy one and ultimately lost the election. There were no slurs, no ad hominems or ad hominems directed at him. I repeat, this was in the repressive 50s. It was a not very good school attended by mostly working class kids. What went on here, I ask myself now. Can it be that this sort of thing is not only not a big deal, but never was a big deal, recent media feeding frenzies notwithstanding, and us ordinary, ignorant kids instinctively knew how to act back there and back then?
Daniel Pinkwater lives in New York's Upper Hudson River Valley.